Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you all throughout the land, no matter what is going on with you on God's beautiful land. Guess what? All we have to do is take it to the Lord and leave it there. Let's give him thanks for another beautiful day. No matter what time it is in your time zone, give God praise and thank him right now. Let's turn it over to Pastor Jackson. God bless you, sir. Welcome to the show. Can you open up with prayer for us, please? God bless you.
Good evening, Pastor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to his holy name.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for another opportunity to grace your presence. We're going to take a few seconds. We're going to humble ourselves and pray. We're not going to take all this garbage. We're not going to take all this worry and all this doubt unto God. We're going to go unto God with confidence, with boldness, and by faith. But we're going to take a few seconds to clear our minds and put our minds on Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, let us take a few seconds of silence, please. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your holy name, O loving Savior. Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Lord, you said we can come unto you, Lord God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power at work in us. You said cast all of our cares, not some, not a few, not a little bit, but all our cares upon you, to learn of you, to know that your yoke is easy and your burdens are light. So, Lord God, we thank you for another opportunity to grace your presence, to come before your throne, Lord God, with confidence and with that boldness, knowing that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that work in us, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for opening up our hearts, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for opening up our minds, Lord God. We thank you for taking away everything that's not like you, Lord God, and pouring everything into us that is like you, Lord God, that is of you, Lord God, that is you. That is you, Lord God, the King of King and the Lord of Lords, the great I am, the bright morning star, Lord God, that lily in the valley. We thank you for all you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet to do. Thank you for blessing us, Lord God, to open our eyes this morning and starting us on our way. I hope that people seek ye first, your kingdom and your righteousness, Lord God, first thing in the morning before they did anything else to start their day. I pray that your people, the mindset and the condition of your people, will be stayed on you, Lord God, that they will come to you, Lord God, who is able to keep them from falling and to present them faultless. We love you, Lord God. We praise you. We thank you for all you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet to do. Lord God, we thank you for this ministry. We thank you for what you placed in Pastor Rod, Lord God, as he received this ministry from his father, Lord God, and that he's carrying on the legacy of his father, Lord God. And we thank you for every participant, Lord God, that has been a part of this ministry, Lord God, whether they're still with it or not, Lord God. We just thank you for what you've done in their lives, Lord God. The seeds that were planted from this ministry, Lord God, that somebody else may be watering, Lord God, but only you can give the increase. So we just glorify you. We magnify you. We lift your name on high. For your words say, if I be lifted up from I will draw all men unto you. And we thank you for drawing us, Lord God. We thank you for choosing us, Lord God. We thank you for sending us, Lord God, who is just a filthy rag, Lord God, stinking your nostril. But you saw fit to use us, Lord God, in spite of us. And we glorify your holy name. If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. But we refuse to let the rocks cry out in praise unto you. Who did it? You did it, Lord. You picked us up from that miry clay, Lord God. You picked us up from our lowest point. You met us where we were, Lord God. When everybody else gave up, when everybody else turned away, you said, those are the ones that I can use. Because I know that they would testify about the power and about the goodness of me. And here we are, Lord God, yet once again, on Breaking Chains Young Adult Talk Ministry, breaking chains with force in the name of Jesus who sent us. In the name of Jesus who glorified us. In the name of Jesus who chose us. In the name of Jesus who predestined us. In the name of Jesus, the name above all names.
Yes.
And we say thank you.
Thank you.
We once was blind, but now we see. We were lost, but you found us, Lord God. You came and rescued us. You didn't send anybody. You came yourself, and you hung upon a cross, Lord God. Paying a debt that you did not owe that we could not pay.
Yes.
And here we are, Lord God. We can never repay you, but we serve you with our hearts, Lord God. We serve you with our minds. We give you love, we give you praise, and we give you honor. So we ask you that you would take control, that you would use us in a way only that you can. Because you saved us, Lord God. We did not save ourselves. You chose us, Lord God. We did not choose you. You said it. So now, Lord God, again, I say, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto you, that we say something that will give your people hope. For your words say, you know the plans that you have for us. Your words say, you knew us before you placed us in our mother's womb. So, Lord God, this show, as all shows, to you, to show people your love, your grace, your mercy, your power, your authority. It's all about you, Lord God. All of us and none of you. In Christ Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you. You know what time it is. It's time for Break and Change, special assignment. Everybody suit up. Full armor of God. YAT Radio is signing on. Everybody that's real about this thing, you understand what I'm saying? You riding with us for real? Because we riding with God. You understand what I'm saying? Listen to this right here. Listen to this right here. You got to put on your full armor of God. And I'm talking about your serious armor of God. Because when he come back, he's coming back to wage war.
So amen.
You better prepare yourself for it. You better be on the right army. In the name of Jesus, let's crank up. It's time to break chains, YAT Radio. Let's go get them.
Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus.
Yeah. Back on the grind again. I know it's been a little while, but it's time again. Folks got the great, where you gon' rhyme again? I'm like, hold up, give me time, my man. See a lot of things change, some stay the same. Move from H kind of D kind of Memphis, man. One thing, it's a show everywhere I go. People call up in themselves, money calls to close. Yeah. They talk about it all the time and put it in their song. They drive around and play it loud like it ain't nothing wrong. And all they talk about is simple stuff. Got everybody acting bad, thinking that they a thug. And they trying to drown me out, but now they ain't don't count me out. I got a backpack full of tracks, but I keep a jelly mac so we can find it out. Plus, I'm bumping these Jesus teeth whenever they see it, me. People looking all confused because every one of my tunes is screaming Jesus teeth. I was bumping that Triple E, DJ rolling with me. Both our heads nodding like we dozing or we tipsy. But we ain't been drinking, man. Now this song's just banging, man. Got us screaming Jesus out the window while we changing lanes, while we just
riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music, riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus, riding with my top down, top down, riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music.
If you hear that bass bang, can you see it in your streets? That stuff your boy playing, man, it's gonna be them beats, that stuff we bumping ain't that lean, hit it, crack with it, nope, it's that change of life, and please let the rock hit it. All the stuff that we bump for the Santa Crate, 116, I pray to Crate, one loud that fan, but we damn it great. Then it's all tossed off, but we fan of light. Never stand a race. So we're tied to the good in a fan who like, cause the gospel is good. In the past, I'm saying, yeah, I understood. Now you got a meal, so let it dial in your hood.
Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music.
You like music from rap to gospel, but you probably never heard nobody rap the gospel. Different sound, but the truth's the same. With no quads, no bands, but the truth remains. We got fam in the clique, set the boost the flame. St. Louis at the city like Deuce the Flame. If you lost in the flow, don't lose the name. Jesus Christ, the king of the Jews, my man. Just ain't entertainment, dog, time is true. But you'd rather hear a song about shiny coupe? Nope, not fat, not gat, not killer rap. 100% Christ, the blood spiller rap. Y'all feeling that? Rap rapture with the gospel truth. Hey, trip, yo, really back. Y'all feeling that? Rap rapture with the gospel truth. Hey, trip, y'all really back.
Car, you hear that boom bap? And you hear some dudes rap. It ain't them folks that boast, it's folks that tell you where the truth
okay,
at.
Okay.
We don't wanna hear bad dimes and dope. No. We don't wanna hear bad knives and smoke.
No.
We don't wanna hear bad moving packs and foolish cats who line folks.
No.
We do wanna hear bad Christ the King.
Yeah.
We do wanna hear how lives have changed.
Yeah.
We do wanna hear how God is pleased. Theology at the Bible, man.
Okay.
And Jesus music turn heads, so turn it up and let them know.
Let
and now we do, he first and it's Jesus music better broke.
Riding, riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top down, down.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adult Talk on YAT Radio.
Say it's alright.
Breakthrough, looking for my breakthrough. My breakthrough, looking for my breakthrough.
No, the Bible
my
says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So you know what I'ma do? I'ma keep on pressing.
Cause I refuse to.
I'ma step and press. You know what I'm talking about?
I refuse to.
Cause I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah, let's get it.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sting my prey.
Nah.
I'ma lift him up and phone him with my voice. Agree with me, then let me hear you say,
I just came out of season of depression that taught me a lesson to keep looking up, yeah. Don't go weary in your well doing. Just keep on pursuing even though it might get rough, yeah. The devil ain't stopping because we're sleeping. He said it creeping and seeking a way to make us fall. So I encourage you to be strong in the Lord. Battle with the sword and always stand tall.
Stand tall,
yeah. You might got Joseph in it, but God can get you out of it. His grace and mercy will grant you a way of escape about it. It ain't no doubt about it. That's why I'm running for him like I'm power talking. Look, I love him for real. It ain't nothing for me to cut out and run up in here. I'm falling in love with Christ like the one pushed me off a pill. He's my mighty battle axe, so I ain't got nothing to fear. Don't need no mattress, I'm a falcon in here. Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
Nah.
I'ma lift him up and phone him with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
God is making me a man, and I don't have to stress.
No.
When trouble come my way, I'll just look unto the hills and begin to give him the praise. Don't stay down in depression,
no.
Count it joy and temptation.
Yeah.
Stage 1 and 3, read the trying of your faith, broke your patience. Patience to overcome, patience to run this race.
Yeah.
Patience to stand on his word, trust him and keep the faith.
Yeah.
So let us stand united, the devil want us divided. Each of us have purpose, together we make us a body. I'ma give it my all, that's the end of discussion. I represent G-O-N and that stands for God or nothing. So let me encourage you to do all you can do. Stay humble and committed, allow the spirit to work through you. The trouble's on the way, that's something you can't avoid.
Now
I tell you, I'ma be strong in the Lord.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
Nah.
I'ma lift him up and phone him with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
oh.
you're breaking chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137. And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you, big brother. That's Dre Williams. Check him out at tightspots.org. Tonight's show is brought to you by the Williams Group and JDRE Enterprises. How are you? I pray all is well with you. Pastor Jax, Pastor Rod, and it's time to break chains, y'all. Listen, let's put that, let me go ahead and put the disclaimer out there and put that out there early. This show is not designed to be anything negative, anything to tear down or come at anyone tear down character, anything like that. We may step on toes. We may ruffle your feathers. You may get upset with us. We are definitely exposing the devil inside of all of us and out there lurking in the streets, because God says that we all are sinners. We all fall short of glory. So let us not forget that about self when you look in the mirror. Okay, we're not here to call out names, anything like that. You can point fingers at us all day long, but we are definitely pointing the finger at Satan himself. Okay, let's get that understood. Yeah. All right, we are definitely here to say enough is enough. We've had enough of everything that's going on. And listen, with one of the most important things about it is that in order for things to change in our communities, in our lives, in our homes, we first have to start with us. Okay? See, when I look in the mirror, it starts with me. And God gives me that assignment. You heard Pastor Jackson say, you know, God told us, you didn't choose me, I chose you. You know what I'm saying? We had to make that choice to accept that call when he raised. And how many times did you take the phone off the hook when God was calling? I can speak for myself. You understand? Because back then, you know what I'm saying, we had the phone at the house. You understand? God was reaching out to you the best way he could. You know what I'm saying? How many times did you ignore the page? You remember when you was sending out the page to your girlfriend and telling her to turn it upside down when it said love? How many times when God was sending you that page? Then you know that he loved and you was ignoring it. I'm just saying. They're the little simple things that we ignored that was important to God. So the things that are important to you now are the little simple things to God, because he sees something bigger and you're looking at something smaller. You ain't even catch that.
Come on now.
You still back there in 1993 and it's 2022. And God wants to bless you. Listen. God lets us know in Romans 8. We love to go to Romans 8. It's so powerful. But God says in Romans 8, down in verse 8, he says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." Listen. He says, "For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God." You read some things into the creation, and you don't get the full love that God is telling us that he has waiting on us as long as we keep the faith. Listen, he tells us in 25, if we wait, listen, he said, if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. What is faith, y'all? What is faith? Faith is patience. That's what Hebrews 11:1 tells us. The assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So tonight, my brothers and sisters, we want to put something out here to us, and this is something we've discussed, and this is something that needs to be put out there, and and God gives us the boldness in him in Acts 28 to proclaim the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus with all boldness and without hindrance. You understand? So he lets us know that the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. So what can man do to me? And I would say that confidently. And he tells me to do that in Hebrews 13. So I'm going to say to us tonight, Pastor Jackson, the big payback, huh?
The big payback, my Lord. Jesus. Amen. Amen. Are you ready for it?
You know,
Jane Brown.
You know, you know, it's like we are so busy. We're so busy doing and saying one thing that we're forgetting about the main thing. You know, we're forgetting about how it's about to go down. Now, see, we have to prepare people. But what's about, listen, we got to get them saved by any means necessary. Okay, listen, it's going to be this way or this is what's going to, what's the other way? It's only two options.
Amen. Well done, or I never knew you.
You know, and listen, God loves everybody. God loves all of his creation, but we dropped the ball. He had to come in the flesh to save us because he was done with us. And that's something. And you tend not to want to understand that. And Pastor Jackson, I'm at that point right now, and we've been talking about it's about enough is enough. You know, and it's about who are you listening to. I heard someone say, you know, hey, you know, you're jealous of your leaders, and you can't. You got to know who you're listening to. You're speaking from your feelings and your emotions. You're not listening to the Spirit of God. That's not God that's speaking. You know, these things that are going on, and when we bring these things to the table, we're out of line. You understand? So if God lets us know that whoever ignores instruction despises himself, but he says, but he who listens to reproof gains intelligence. So if things are out of order, shouldn't we be sitting down to have reproof going on to gain the intelligence that's supposed to be out of order? Isn't that how it goes? Because Proverbs 8 says, hear instruction and be wise and do not neglect it. So I'm just saying, if there's something that is not being done properly or said properly or anything, listen, because I'm not going to deliver things the same maybe as Pastor Jackson. We both radical. We radical for Christ, man. I'm just telling you. Bold. Bold
Amen.
In the Lord.
Glory to God.
Bold in the Lord.
Mm.
In the name of Jesus. And all over the world, Yahshua, however you say his name, we serve the same God. Yah. But it's time to prepare his people for what's to come. Stop laying back, basking in the world's presence, and start basking in the Lord's presence.
Amen.
Because here's number one. Let's throw this out here, Pastor Jackson. Let's throw this one out here first. When we talk about who it is that we're going to listen to and take instruction from. You know what I'm saying? And you know, who's going to listen, right? Ask yourself, are you going to listen to, you know, truth, sound doctrine, the word of God? Listen, Pastor Jackson, how about this one? Spoken in faith and love. Listen now. When we know that if God is for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
How do we not speak in the boldness of the Lord to inform his people of the evils that lurk us? Break chains, Pastor. Go ahead.
You know, I want to address something that you said earlier about, you know, a lot of times people, and we've said this time and time again, if Satan has made his kingdom a little bit lower than God, if Satan is trying to imitate the kingdom of God with his kingdom, then everything that God has in place, Satan is trying to put in place. And I mean, what I mean by that is, if God has churches, Satan has churches. If God has preachers, Satan has preachers as well. And we already spoke about the kingdom. Okay, the thing about it is, when we come in the name of Jesus under the power of God, up through the power of God, the anointed authority of the Holy Spirit, then we come attacking the enemy, because that's what God told us. He said in 2 Timothy, just preach the word, you know. Just preach the word. So how can you have a problem with God's word? The only people that has a problem with God's word are those who are not of God. The word of God said, try the spirit by the spirit to know if they are of God or not. The word of God said the children of God and the children of Satan are different, are obvious. You know, he that loveth not his brother or doeth righteousness is not of God. Okay, people love to say that you're jealous of this, that, and the other thing. But my question about that to those type of people is, how in the world or why in the world would anybody be jealous of someone who is hellbound? Why? Why does the word of God, the only people that are offended by God's word is the children of the enemy, people sent by the enemy. So first of all, people, y'all need to start opening your eyes and look carefully what you hear, listen carefully to what you hear, and listen and look carefully to what you read. And I'm talking about from social media to the pulpit at church. Listen. But first of all, in order to know what you're listening to and listening for, you got to study to show thyself approved unto God, not man. And this is what I like the most: a workman not ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. Because the word of God says many false prophets shall rise up and deceive many. So you got many twice in that one scripture. Many false prophets shall rise up to deceive many. And that's what's going on right now. But what these false prophet pulpit pimps, wolves in sheep's clothing, are evangelicals, televangeliers, fleece flockers of prosperity preaching people try to do is, I'm going to go reprobate with you, try to turn evil into good and good into evil. They try to say we are coming to attack when we are coming to confront that which is going on that is wrong in the church. But they always try to be slippery and slimy. That's what a snake is, and that's what a snake does, to try to make themselves look as if they are being attacked. You know, the enemy loves to pity party. The enemy hates to be confronted. The enemy hates to be convicted. And the enemy hates to be corrected. The enemy think they know it all, that he knows it all, and so does his children. But see, when you come at him, when you're not in his amen corner, when you want some clarity for the people, then it's a problem. then it's a problem. That's when they go into their little emotional rampage about you attacking the church. No, we're not attacking the church. We are the church of God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are the capital G-O-D, not the lowercase G-O-D. That's who we serve. And see, people get in their emotion and in their feelings because you're not amening with everything that they say. You're not falling out with everything that they do because we have identified. No, the Holy Spirit within us have identified who they are and whose they are. But so many people are blind to their deceptive type of ways. And that's what we come to expose the enemy for who he is or who she is. Who they are, who them is, who, hey, let's get real with this. Or we can go intellectual. Who they really are. Who really sent them. Who really chose them. Because I said earlier, if God has a church, God has preachers, because he has, Satan, he has a kingdom. And just if God has chosen us to do his work, don't you think the enemy has chosen others to do his work? But the word of God lets us know to choose you this day whom you're going to serve. So many people are taking God at man's word. Whatever man said, amen, glory. No, you got to know. In order to know God, you got to know his word. His word is Christ Jesus, the living word, his only begotten son. Stop pressuring yourself to do what God didn't tell you to do, to be where God didn't spiritually lead you, or to accept or receive that which God didn't spiritually send. Stop feeding yourself that which is mouthfully desired for your ear and your flesh, but not spiritually needed for your soul. The word of God said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. So many people are concerned about prosperity in the flesh, prosperity in the world, while their soul is lacking. Their soul is lacking. Their spirit is lacking. We have become obese with fleshly and worldly things. And I can say this from being delivered from crack cocaine, but our spiritual man are looking like crackheads. And this is with all due respect. I'm saying this because I was there. I looked in the mirror and didn't like what I see. But thank God for coming to rescue me and save me. And now he's using me. But we have become naturally obese, but spiritually deprived. Spiritually lacking. And the thing about it is, we are being fed by these. It's an old term that they used to call a certain people, fat cats, people that have gotten too big for their britches. And when you call out and confront them, the first thing they want to say is, what? Why would I be jealous of anybody that's on their way to busting hell wide open? Hell is enlarging every day. It doesn't say that about heaven. For straight and narrow is the way to heaven, and only a few will travel that road. But it said broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many, it says hell is enlarging daily because people are seeking after the wrong things for the wrong reason, and they are being led by the wrong people. The word of God said they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Many false prophets have gone into the world. So you got to choose you this day. Not only who you're going to serve, but who you're going to allow to lead you. Because Pastor Rod just said it. It's two options. You got two options. Straight and narrow, broad and wide. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Now I'll make you rule over much. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Oh, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. And the Bible says in Matthew 7:22, he said, then will they say unto me, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not cast out demons in your name? And then in 23, it said, and then will I profess to them, I never knew you. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. And you know, here's a question. Have you thought about that? Have you given that some thought? Have you went to God and spent time and gotten your life right with him and his son and received the Holy Spirit? You know? And decided, do you believe in eternal life? You know what I'm saying? Where are you in your life right now? That's something you should be asking yourself. Because here's a question for you. Have you taken the time to read the book of Revelation? You know, sit down and study the book of Revelation and just listen to what God said and how he spoke and how he said that it was allowed to make war on the saints and to conquer them, and authority was given it over every tribe and people and language and nation. You know what I'm saying? But over in 12 he says that, you know, O heavens and you who dwell in them, woe to you, O earth and sea. For the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short.
Amen.
You know, if you heard what Pastor Jack said, study to show yourself approved before God. You know, why are you ashamed? It says unashamed.
Amen.
Right and divide the truth. Why are you ashamed to tell the truth, to divide the truth, understand the truth, explain the truth? Even for you to understand the truth and gain knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and stop leaning on your own understanding, as he asked not in Proverbs 3:5-6. He said, lean not to your own understanding. He said, in all your ways, listen, your arrogance, your conceited, your pride, you breathe, you still got the opportunity to confess and repent of all your sins. All of us. Just as sure as you wake up in the morning.
Lord have mercy.
We act like we don't want to get people to the full knowledge and understanding of who Christ is, of who God is for real, because we want them to depend on who? Us? You want them to depend on you?
Amen.
Leadership?
That's it.
Because you are depending on them?
And not God.
And you both should be depending on God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But I'm wrong for telling you that. Listen. Let me tell you something. How do you know? How do you know when God has put the pale horse on the earth named Death, and Hades followed him and were given authority over the fourth of the earth to kill with the sword and with famine and with pestilence and by wild beasts of the earth? Who do you know that God sees as wild beasts?
Wow.
You looking at a bear. What do you know that God see? How God say my ways are different from yours? Are my thoughts much higher than yours? Everything about me is different from you. I'm asking you a question. Do you know?
Wow.
I'm just asking. Because if you know, I want to ask you, are you teaching the people so they can know? So they can be prepared. Listen, he told all of us to be sober-minded, be watchful. He said, your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. He said, like a roaring lion, but people that don't know, that's sick out here, that's in the dark, don't know that he's like a roaring lion. He appears to be like a lion to them, a lion to them, not like one, but a lion. So they already feel dead when they see him coming. Mm. They feel defeated. And we don't need them to feel defeated, brothers and sisters.
Victorious.
You understand? We need them to know who they are. We need them to know that greater is he that is in them than he that is in the world. That what appears before them, it says that at the name of Jesus, that what appears before them has to flee.
Got the dip.
As long as it's coming from their heart, as long as they call on his name from the heart and the love that they have from him, he could be charging at them he could be jumping at them. And they say, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you got to go. Guess what? He got to go the other way.
Reversing mid-air.
Ain't nothing he can do. He going to feel like he in the Matrix. And see, I'm talking to you and me. See, listen, we got to get bold in the Lord. We got to stop worrying about what that he say, she say. You ain't going to be able to stop that. As long as you ain't got no part in it, ain't got nothing to do with you. Because God going to tend, listen, God going to tend to the gospel. Listen. What the scripture say? What the scripture say, Pastor? I'd rather go sleep on the roof. I go sleep on the roof than in the house with a woman that's ripping up ripping up somebody's name, the character, and gossiping and destroying somebody's name. You know what I'm saying?
He said on the roof. I ain't going in there. Amen. Come out from amongst them.
We have to learn to start making decisions for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? I'm at that place where saying nothing is enough, because listen, here we go. The big payback. I said that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that for a reason. Listen. Since you can't seem to come together to work together in unity and love,
just leave me alone.
Based strictly on giving God all the glory, period, and empowering and inspiring, uplifting, motivating the people, helping the people to reap. Ain't no need. And that's even, you know what I'm saying? Period. You know? Period. I'm gonna love you, and I'm gonna pray. Because one thing about it, my brothers and my sisters, is that we have to be about the work of the Lord, man.
Amen.
Period. We have to stop worrying about what somebody else is saying, what somebody else is doing. As long as you're doing what God is telling you to do and doing the work of the Lord, period,
that's
led of
the
Holy Spirit, you got nothing to worry about. And it's going to be evident to prove that you're working for the Lord. That's going to be evident. You're going to, listen, we all have slip-ups. We all have setbacks. But you always remember something. You know what I'm saying? The Lord is married to the backslider.
That's the word.
Did you hear what I said?
Amen.
See, he ain't married to the backslider like you married and divorced. I've been down that road too. Oh, pastors have been divorced. Ooh, he ain't the scripture. Man, shut up.
Please.
Please. Listen, the reason why I'm coming on like this tonight, because I want you to prepare yourself, because, see, you're preparing yourself for Easter. You're getting ready to get ready for Easter, and you know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm going to give up this for Lent, and I done gave up this for Lent, and I'm doing this. I'm counting the days, because you're doing a lot of things that man have put before you, and you believe in these things, and you do them every year, and you go back to the same thing. We do the same thing every year. I grew up in Catholic school too. I did. You know what I'm saying? You know. Oh, I ain't going to do this for 40 days. Man, please.
then stay in the rest of the year.
You know, no offense to nobody. You know what I'm saying? No offense. But we're at a point in life right now, Pastor Jackson, where, you know, are we going to do what it is that we're talking about? Are we going to let people see us doing it? And we're going to let people see us dependent on it. You know what I'm saying? Because, listen, I can talk to you all day about the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? I can preach scripture to you all day long. You know? I can do that all day. But the most important thing is that, you know what I'm saying? And do I have, am I part of that fruit of the Spirit? You know what I'm saying? Do I have that love in me? You know what I'm saying? Do I have that faith in me? Do I have that kindness in me, that gentleness? You know what I'm saying? That self-control. You know what I'm saying? Do I get upset sometimes? Yes, I do. You understand what I'm saying? Do I get impatient sometimes? Yes, I do. What do I get impatient with? I can tell you. I get impatient with ignorance. I get impatient with people doing people wrong. I get impatient with people getting over on people. I get impatient with people being, you know, just unkind to people. That's what I get impatient with. Because I want to say something and the Lord won't let me. He had that lasso on my lips. So, Pastor Jackson, you know what I'm saying? The big payback. Are people really prepared for that?
You know, Jesus paid a debt that he did not owe. A debt that we could not pay. And the word goes to say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Now, the big payback, from my perspective, as for what Jesus did for us, are you a whosoever that believeth on him, that believeth in him, that is trusting in him, that is walking with him, that is going to and fro for him, not to seek who you may devour, but whom you may be able to help or lend a helping hand, whom you may be able to show love and a kind word, and even indeed in giving those who are less fortunate, you know, the big payback. Because Jesus said, when you did not do, or even when you did do this for the least of them, you did or did not do it for me. The big payback. are you doing for those as you would for Christ Jesus? Or are you doing it for other motives, other intentions, you know, to be seen, to be known, to be talked about in, you know, not in a bad way, to be looked up to? Are you doing it for yourself? Because one thing I do believe, and I say with boldness, a lot of people are going to be caught off G-O-D, not G-U-A-R-D, when Jesus comes, because they're going to be caught up in themselves. And it's happening every day. People are so caught up in themselves, so caught up in material things, so caught up in everything but the Lord. But yet they claim in him every day with their lips, but their hearts are far from it. And in due season, you will have hell to pay. Because when you stand before God, your amen corner, your cronies, your cliques, just like you, they're going to have to stand before God, who was Jesus in the flesh. They're going to have to stand before God, Jesus, who was God in the flesh, all by themselves. And Jesus is talking directly to you, one-on-one. One-on-one. Pastor, I said something to you earlier today, and I'm going to say that to this to the people. And I'm aiming this at the pulpit. What a shame it would be for you to lead other people to Jesus the Christ, Yahshua the HaMashiach. They give them their lives to him. And you, who led them there, go to hell yourself. So I'm going to just break it down and say it plain and simple. What a shame it would be to lead others to hell, to Jesus, and you yourself go to hell. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. God bless you. I just, you know, it's something because, you know, when you say it, when you said that earlier and you're saying that now, you know, what I think about is that I feel that, you know, instead of having a conversation, you know what I'm saying, there's a lot of, you know what I'm saying, they say we take it personal, but they, a lot of people in high leadership seats wear their feelings on their sleeves, you know what I'm saying, and when I say that, you feel as though, you know, everything that you say is correct. You know, you are never wrong. You know what I'm saying? No one can say anything to you. And listen, you know, it's something because the scripture tells us that all scripture is breathed out by God. And profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. So what I'm saying to you is that you can't continue to look at a brother or a sister because you feel like they are not on your level. It's not about being on your level. It's about being a part of God's kingdom.
My Lord. Amen. Amen. Boy, you just stepped on some bunions then.
Woo! You understand what I'm saying? Listen. It goes on to say that it says that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. See, you're out here getting yourself equipped for certain things. and you're broadcasting your certain things, but people over there need help that you ain't even trained in.
Jesus.
Because I just read the scripture. That's 2 Timothy 3. Go read it.
Amen. Amen. Talking about that yesterday.
Go read it. It says all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. Now, see, if you're not the man of God, capital G-O-D, of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, TJ, Roderick, and the believers in Christ Jesus, Yahshua, the HaMashiach, you understand what I'm saying? Then you wouldn't understand what I'm saying. It say equipped for every good work. It say every good work. Did you? I said every good work.
Good. Amen.
I'm a son of the light. I used to serve the darkness. I was never his son.
So, come on. You better say that again.
You ain't even hear what I said.
Jesus.
You ain't even hear what I said.
And it's a big difference. Oh, my God.
Listen, ooh. I'm going to say it to you again. I've always been a son of the light. I just served the father of the darkness.
Never but I serve child. Him no
more. I serve him no more. I ain't never been his child.
Amen.
Please.
Now, ooh, boy. Go get them corn pads.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what James 5 is saying. We're going to go to this break real quick. Cause I need to let you know who the king is, because it ain't you. You understand?
Amen.
Let me say. See, you the king of a king. See, you. Listen. He said, my brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and cover a multitude of sins.
My Lord, amen.
My only purpose in being here tonight is to save my soul and to bring another soul to the heavens so that they can rejoice with us. In the name of Jesus. You hear what I said?
Just one.
Man, you better go on. You better leave me alone. Man, go on somewhere. Check out who the king is. We're breaking chains. YAT Radio. Pastor Jax, Pastor Rod, hanging out. 2x2, baby. Let's go get him.
Let's establish that he's Israel's king. So in Matthew 1:1 and on to 1:17, we see his lineage and trace way back in the time that legally he was fine in the Davidic line. And genealogically, he's still king of the Jews because the book of Luke exposes genetical clues. See, a true king, though he didn't do it in the physical, he brought a new covenant, the freedom and the spiritual. And after some time, wise men from the east came looking for the newborn king in the streets. I know some of you dudes may cruise a forerunner, but Christ had a dude to use as a forerunner.
Oh,
your promoter don't cut it like John the
That's
Baptist.
Right.
You need publicity stunts, so you dating an actress.
Oh.
A real king got somebody bringing the news that his kingdom's at hand and they ain't fit to lace up his shoes. So tell me, who's anointing all these so-called kings? They all self-proclaimed, and man, that's a dangerous thing.
What? That's right, grand tight.
Yeah. Okay. See ya. A lot of cats going around talking about they the king, you know what I'm saying? King of this, the king of that. Well, I think we need to get this straight. There's only one true king. Hey, Flame, come help your boy out, man. Let's get into this one, man. Yeah. Who the real king?
He was raised up in Nazareth and
raised on a scissor.
Never got drunk, got high. Prophesied King Isaiah 9.
That's the wizard.
Real king and it don't matter. A king's a real shepherd, dog. Asking people favor, y'all. Not a self-seeking player, all about the paper, dog. Call him the Messiah, anointed one to save you, bro. Call him on the humble, but you'll see him rain later. These self-proclaimed kings bragging cause they on chrome. But 26 inches is a pretty low throne. Like
crying in their daddy's clothes when he's gone. The clothes don't fit and daddy's coming back home. Really, this is foolish, man. You don't wanna do this, man. The king of kings is coming back, a theocratic ruler, man. What if you should pass away? You see, I'm on the lap today. There ain't no making deals, so really, what is there you have to say?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Jesus Christ, who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Jesus Christ, running man.
Who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Jesus Christ, running man.
Who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Jesus Christ, running man.
We talking about the sovereign ruler, dog. Hey, Flame, man. Why don't you enlighten us who the king is, dog? Let's get it.
Oh, how excellent is his essence, we reverence his name. Ooh. While silly peasants, we threaten, he's trying to steal his fame. Ooh. We carry 45 AKs, king of the food. But you can't make a day, you can't take away from the king of the food. You wanna about to make today when you face to face, we let you know. Ooh. We wanna be a king, we bring and do major things, but he's a ringly. You must be joking, you smoking, plus you buying that Buddha. Ooh. I defy him when you can rely on the lion of Judah. Ooh. Supreme ruler, shining brighter than Jacob the jeweler. Jewelry, cause it's true indeed, he's saving the truth. Cross the price, and that's true. Follow him, lose your life, and that's true. Gain new life, you got to let loose you. Of your own throne, and follow Jesus. Rolling big whips, don't make you no pain. Adding them splits, don't make you no king. Putting big screens, don't make you no pain. Packing them keys, don't make you no king. You can run a trap, own a house that's more black and mild. You be a king when you can do things like roll back the clouds.
Who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Jesus Christ, who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Jesus Christ, running man.
Who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
Jesus Christ, running man.
Who the king?
Who the king?
Who the king?
We talking about absolute sovereignty. Who rules over the earth in its entirety will be back to reign. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. Jesus Christ is King of the Kings. Yeah. Respect it.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it feel like. It don't even matter what nobody else think, you understand? It's my season. And I'm taking it off the top just
what
like
you
that,
heard,
you understand?
God.
Gotta get it out the mud, yeah. So ain't got time for no playing, cause see faith working by love,
yeah.
And I love the fact that he's playing me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on the direction, and surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the headlight in me, cause I wear it round like a necklace,
yeah.
God then gave me his passion, it stirred up in me and it's going down like life camera action. With this shed of seeing blood on the ground, like a Jericho, so we gon' march and make a sound, unbelieving for better. And what he put in me is time to get it off the ground. I'ma make a difference. And to everybody that's listening, you need to do your own part of bitching and stop looking off from a distance. Stop the talking. trust them. Even through the mayhem, I can't rush them. Feel like my brain is on the verge of combustion. Feel I can't be affiliated with no corruption. No doubt, gotta stay strong. That's why the weak and heart, they can't stay long. So that's the evil spot, the devil leave a mark. They hit their feet and walk looking like they gone. Fear, but still a war rage on. I'm not the one with the case wrong, but I know the advocate who said to sit the blood of Jesus Christ. You better pay for it. With a message, no flesh here. You can tell by the words that I speak that I've been in his presence. No flex here, yeah. I'm just a chosen vessel for the time at hand, and it's the Father's plan that I reveal his plan. Let's go. So he made me a king with a purpose. No building, it's in the heart where the church is. Yeah. Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it. Cause when it comes to my faith, you can call me crazy. Cause I believe the impossible, and I'ma go wherever the Father show. I know you can see that his glory on me. Ain't got the truth.
Special assignment for this Monday. I pray all is well. 70 to the second hour. Pastor Dax, Pastor Rod, hanging out with you on this Monday. I tell you, man, God has been good to all of us. As long as we are breathing, we got a lot to be thankful for. You know what I'm saying? Stop telling people, you know what I'm saying? Listen, take something out of you. Listen, drop all of the cliches, man, that got something to do with God. You understand what I'm saying? If you ain't saying, just God been good to me, you know what I'm saying? God is awesome. God is a way maker. You know, and if you ain't saying what the scriptures say about God, don't pick up on somebody else's cliche. You know what I'm saying? You know, because let me tell you something. If you sitting up there being foolish saying, God, if God ain't did nothing, he ain't got to do, God ain't did enough of me, he ain't got to do nothing, you better stop lying to yourself. You better stop pumping the brakes on what God can do for you. You understand what I'm saying? Let's get, okay. I might need to, just in case you just turned us on, I might need to put that disclaimer out there. We ain't here to be disrespectful, to put anybody down, to be negative. We're here to break the chains from the enemy, to let you know that you have all the victory through Yahshua, the HaMashiach, Christ Jesus, the Christ himself. Listen, you are overcomer. You are already victorious. All you have to do is accept that and believe that and know that he is the son, the only risen son that got up. You understand what I'm saying? But first of all, who died for you and me? That shed his blood. You understand what I'm saying? Beaten. You know what I'm saying? Bruised. Everything. Crucified. So that we may have life today. And a lot of things have been said. A lot of lies have been told. But it's something that Pastor Kemp said, you know what I'm saying? Don't you think it's about time for you to start using your own intelligence and your own common sense?
Jesus. Amen.
Isn't it time for you to start using the gift that God gave you? And stop being dictated in who it is that God has called you to be and listen to what God has called you to be? Did you hear what I said? Let me repeat what I said. Stop letting others tell you who God has called you to be and let you be told by God who he has called you to be.
Amen.
See, let me tell you something. It's called confirmation. God going to call you first.
Huh.
And then God sends a man, a woman of God to confirm it. But let me tell you something else now. Let me tell you something else now. It can go the other way. So those out there saying, see, he ain't speaking the word of God. He ain't speaking. Let me say this. He can do it the way that he sends Jeremiah or Elijah or the prophets in and open your eyes to something that you didn't see and inform you of something yet to come. Did you hear what I said? I can be decent and in order with the word of God. The prophet can come in and bring the word to you. And then confirmation can come second in that way too now. Amen, Pastor.
Amen. Go ahead now. Go ahead now.
I want to continuously be decent and in order. So if that's not decent and in order, please come in and correct me on that. 858-357-9137. You know, that's the number to call in and join in on the conversation. Okay, so tonight, I want to talk about something real quick. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because, you know, whether you are putting on an act and playing games with people's intelligence, I want to pull something from all the demonic things that went on last night that you used at the Oscars with two black men and a black woman in the middle. Okay, I want to use that for one for a couple of minutes, if you don't mind. And I want to ask God to allow His Holy Spirit to come in and cover all of us as the speakers and also the listeners of this right here. Listen, let me say something to you. The enemy is lurking in every area of the earth right now, and it's up to us to stand up as men and women of God to say enough is enough. We have an assignment. We receive the commission, the great commission at that. You understand what I'm saying? To do the work of the Lord. And that work never stops once you accept it, that commission. The only way that it stops is that you turn your back on the Lord and submit yourself to the world and give up on Him and never come back. I'm talking about give your heart to the darkness. But see, if you've already accepted the Lord, He already knows who you are anyway. Your name's already been written. So I say all that to say this is that, guess what, y'all? You know what I'm saying? That just goes to show. That goes to show the sickness in the mindset of our people.
Wow.
Because however you want to look at that situation, whether it was staged, whether it's the truth, it's still the sickness of the mindset of our people.
Either way it goes.
Either way it goes. Either way it goes. Because it is shown all over the world in a negative tone, not only on those people, but also on the majority of a people. Don't care how you want to look at it. Truth be told. And the thing about it is that in order for all of this to stop, we have to stop it.
My Lord.
Pastor Jackson, we have to stop it.
Amen.
You know, when is enough enough? When is enough enough?
You know, truth be told, from my perspective, the world is getting worse and worse, and it's going to the extreme. And like I say, from my perspective, enough won't be enough until Jesus comes. And I'm going to just be honest with you. That's how I feel. Too many people are caught up in the wrong thing. Too many people are following after the wrong people. That's leading them to the wrong thing. And that's hell. That's hell. People are standing in the house that's been turned into a den of thieves and no longer a house of prayer and worship and praise unto God. Because too many people have been sent by the enemy to infiltrate the house of prayer and has turned it into a den of thieves, a den of greed, a den of power-hungry demons. And truth be told, Pastor, the only people that are out of control are the ones that think that they are in control. And I'm going to say that one more time. The only people that are really out of control are the ones that think that they are in control. And birds of a feather flock together. You got so many distractions, even with this war that's going on. We don't know the main purpose of it because it's so much hush-hush. There are so many lies coming even from that, you know. And for me personally, I feel it's just a distraction to get the people's minds of what's really going on behind the scene, behind closed doors. And people are not paying attention. People are not observing what's really the underlying motive and intentions of this war. A total distraction for what's to come. But one thing I do know, don't nothing happen without God allowing it to take place. He who is in control, the only one and true wise God, be glory and majesty, dominion and power. He who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. He who stepped out on nothing and created everything. He who says the earth is mine and the fullness thereof, the world and everything, all that dwells therein. He is in control. But I'm going to say it one more time. The only people that are out of control totally are those that think they are totally in control. And you know, there's an old cliche. I didn't say the word of God. I said an old cliche of that man has spoken. The world and them that are of, not just in and not in the world, but of the world who are out of control, thinking that they're in control, are in for a rude awakening. They are in for a rude awakening. Because God is about to do what only his power, Holy Ghost power, can do. And that shows the world who is really in control. Don't be caught off guard when God begins to manifest himself in the earth. Thank you, sir.
Amen. 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 And one thing about it is that God lets us know that we have to, you know, try the Spirit by the Spirit. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
You know, we have to be very careful because he says that even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light.
Angel of light. Oh, you better come on now.
You understand? So he tells us to test the spirits to see whether they are from God. You understand? And you said earlier because many false prophets have gone out into the world and they're out there already. You know, so we have to be very careful You know what I'm saying? We have to be very careful. We have to be sober-minded and watchful. You understand what I'm saying? You know, and we got to stop being friends with the world. You know, God said in James that, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God?
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? He said, if you make your friend a self of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. An enemy of God. So if you haven't studied to show yourself approved before God, you wouldn't know what God does to his enemies.
My Lord.
Because, listen, here's something for you. He would be saying that to you. How about Hebrews 2? It has been testified somewhere. What is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you care for him? You so concerned about man, you ain't worried about the son of man, who is the one that can bring all wrath, who's bringing all wrath, who's bringing all of it to you.
Forgot all about you.
Now, that's
Lord,
the scripture.
Come on,
man. That ain't me. That's a scripture. That's a question. That is a question that God is asking of you. It's funny to me when I read that again, because it, you know what, Pastor, it sounded like God was being a little facetious. He say, it has been testified somewhere.
Come on, man.
God said, been testified somewhere. What
I'm calling
me?
You out.
He calling you out.
Mm.
You know, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you care for him? So the way the world is looking today, you've already answered the question.
My Lord.
Hello. I just told you that 2 Timothy 3 say all scriptures breathed out by God. So listen.
All scriptures.
There are things that's going on in the earth right now, and God wants you to be like 1 Thessalonians 5:21, that you should test everything and hold fast to what is good. And make sure, my brothers and sisters, that you use your common sense to know what is right and wrong and what's good and bad. You know what it is. You really do. You really do. See, we come on here to just break chains. What, you know, everybody wants to have these big lights, cameras, actions. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And about, you know what I'm saying, their podcasts, and you know, podcasts is getting big, and everybody's all about, you know what I'm saying, making money and numbers. And yeah, everybody wants to do that, man. It's all about it's business. But this right here is about God's business, man. You no disrespect to anybody. You do what you do. But you know what I'm saying, whatever God has for me. You know what I'm saying? If you're telling me to get out my shucky ducky and go out there and get it, yeah. What you telling me to go out there and get? I'm going out there to get what I'm told to go get. He told me to go out there and let my light so shine that I can, you know what I'm saying, I can bring lives to him, souls to him. You know what I'm saying? To be fishers of men. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't being fishers for none of your worldly ways, your worldly things. You know what I'm saying? Been there, done that, still fighting with some of my own issues. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
I got to listen to him every day, all day, too. But I'm praying that something that I'm doing will help somebody save their soul, too.
Press, Pastor. Continue to press.
That's what breaking chains is all about. Everybody got something they're dealing with and going through every day.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? But see, it's not about. Listen. I can smile in your face all day long. You know what I'm saying? I can tell you what you want to hear. But I'm not built up that way.
Amen.
That's not who I am. You know what I'm saying? And listen, I'm actually at a point where I don't want people doing that to me no more either. You understand what I'm saying? I don't need you doing it over here either because that's deceiving me and lying to me. Don't smile in my face and stab me in my back, man.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather for you to keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Because you show God what type of child of his you say you are. Did you hear what I just said? See, it's time for us to walk in the word, be about the word. See, if we represent the word, we have to be the word. Did you hear what I said?
Come on now.
Did you hear what I said?
Amen.
So if that's who we say we represent, if that's who we say that we are, when are we gonna get at it? Huh? You know what I'm saying? So Pastor Jackson, what's wrong with us getting at it? What's wrong with us bringing it to the forefront? You know what I'm saying? Listen, we're talking about everything that's going on with our children. What's going on in these streets? These children ought to be shaming. They said these children ought to this. These children that. These children this. Listen, train up a child in the way it should go, and they will not depart from.
Amen.
Listen. If we start doing the right thing, we ain't got the point. Listen, stop pointing the finger at the next generation, so the next generation won't be mad at the next generation for pointing the finger at them. You ain't even hear what I said.
Accountability.
See, all I'm saying right now is what somebody else said in another generation. Stop. Enough is enough. It's time to do something about it. We done talked enough now. If black lives really matter, when does black lives matter every day?
Black lives
matter when black lives shoot black lives, when black lives kill black lives? What about black lives selling dope to black lives? What about black lives selling guns to black lives? Raping black lives, murdering black lives. Why we ain't screaming from the rooftop about that? Why we ain't marching to Capitol Hill about that? Why we ain't shutting down the streets about that? Why we ain't listen. Why we still spending our money with these folks? Why we still spending our money? You saying we ain't got no choice. Yes, we do. We spend enough money with them to create our own. What you say, you scared they going to come and burn it down again? Hey, you got guns to kill each other. We got guns to protect ourselves.
Come on now.
I'm just saying, man. I'm a man of God, but I'm a man too. I ain't finna let you come kick my dough in.
Amen.
I ain't finna come let you beat me up and fall on my knees and just start praying to the Lord, and I ain't gonna fight back and defend myself.
Jesus.
Jesus told Peter to put the knife up. But Jesus was standing right there with him.
Amen. Jesus said, I got this. Amen.
Jesus immediately was able to intervene. It says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Listen, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the conqueror of the world lives in me. And Satan finna come in my house to take over me? No, you ain't. I'm just saying. And immediately I'm going to pray over you and ask the Lord to forgive me. But I'm just keeping it real. I'm not being violent. I'm not a violent man. But you tell me one man that's just going to let somebody come up in their house and do some harm. You allowing harm to be done in the streets and you're doing nothing about it.
No.
And we screaming, I'm a man. Ain't going to happen to me. You ain't going to do that over here. Why you letting it be done over there?
Mm.
If you a man of God, you represent God everywhere on this earth. This God's earth. This ain't man's.
Amen. Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor. Man, I done got all riled up, man. Don't be, you looking at us like you looking at us like we Peter and John. You understand? Like we uneducated common men, but you see the boldness of us.
And they wasn't playing.
And we ain't playing.
They wasn't
playing. Change.
Amen. You know, God gave me some things over the past few days. I want to share some of it. You know, often you hear me say from the pulpit to the parking lot, you know, so many people are leading people astray in its own purpose, but it's not godly purpose. You know, in Satan's outer lifestyle, this is how to identify the enemy. But I don't care if you have on a collar. I don't care if you have on a robe, a nice suit, whatever the case may be, however he wants to present himself to deceive. This is how you identify him, because one thing I do know, Satan's outer lifestyle in his living will always expose his inward truth of his lies. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And God lets us know from such turn away from. Now, you said something earlier, Pastor, about the angel of light, how Satan disguises himself. The word of God said, my sheep know my voice, and no other voice will they hear. You know, so my question to you all, if you know the voice of the Lord, then we must be also able to identify the voice of the enemy. Let me say that one more time. If you know the voice of the Lord, my sheep know my voice. He ain't going to follow nobody else's. So you better know how to identify from the pulpit to the parking lot the voice of the enemy. Because he's coming to steal, kill, and destroy. Mislead, distract. He's coming. So you better know to be able to identify his voice. From the voice of the Lord. You better know who and what you're dealing with. You better be able to identify. Discernment. Exposing by the Holy Spirit. See, we here at Breaking Chains, we come to do one thing. To spread the gospel of Christ Jesus. Without fear, favor, or compromise. And we're going to say what the Holy Spirit gives us to say. And not what man wants us to say. Or even have a problem with us saying what God has given us to say. Because it's not about us. It's all about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Let me share something with you. I understand the concept, how can you hear without a preacher? I understand all that. But did not God himself talk to Adam in the garden? Talk to Moses? Did he not talk to Noah? He talks to Pastor Rod. He talks to myself. His word says, I know the plans that I have for you, said the Lord. The word says, study to show thyself approved unto God. The only way to know God's plans for your life is to know God's word, which is Jesus Christ himself. God, living word. Now watch this. In God in the flesh. Now watch this. Who better for God to reveal his word, his plan, and himself to other than you, whom he knows the plan that he has for? But in order for you to know his plan and understand what he's saying, you must first know him.
You must first know him. Who better to reveal the plan that he has for you than to reveal it to you? Study to show thyself approved, because his plan is in his word, because his word is his will. And the word of God said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. That was Jesus, who was God in the flesh, speaking back to the Father, saying, God, nevertheless, whatever your will is for me here on this assignment, that's what I'm going to do. No matter how I have to suffer, no matter what I have to go through, let your will be done, because you know the plans that you have for me. And then God went on to say, the plans of good and not of evil, to prosper you and to bring you into an expected end. Jesus right now is in his expected end, because he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, even though he had to come here, be beaten beyond recognition. He paid a price, and I say that again. I say that three times. This is the third time I've said this. He paid a price that he did not owe, a price that we could not pay. They hung him high, and they stretched him wide. They placed a crown of thorns on him. His blood was coming off of him like sweat. But he did it for love alone. He did it out of the obedience of his Father. He did it because that was the only way that we could be reconciled back to God who art in heaven, to be restored and to be redeemed. But yet and yet and yet, he never said a mumbling word, because God so loved the world. But understand this. Salvation is not free, but God has made it available to us all. Because I say it's not free for the simple fact, the price that was paid by his Son upon the cross. And we take it so lightly. We act as if it never even happened. We go about our business every day, some, not all, not praising, not acknowledging. I go through the day often saying, God, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, thank you. Praise God. Glory to God. I'm talking about throughout the day, several times a day, just to let him know that I am grateful for what he did for me upon that cross, paying a price that he did not owe, that we could not pay. He knows the plans that he has for us. But are we willing to stick to the master's plan? Thank you, sir.
Amen. Breaking Chains, a special assignment. Lord, we just say thank you.
I thank you for it all, the good, bad, the ugly, great and small, the times of victory and when I fall. I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears, the pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is because all that you brought me through, and everything I survive, it's all because of you.
I thank you for it all, the good, bad, the ugly, great and small, the times of victory and when I fall.
Oh my.
I thank you for my tears. I thank you for the tears.
grateful that I'm still standing tall. All that I am is because of all that you brought me through. Everything I survive is all because of you. I'm grateful for
you know, we got to start being grateful to God. You understand what I'm saying? You got to make that choice. We got to make that decision in life. It's that time. You know, Breaking Chains special assignment. It gets serious, man. And you ask why we take it so personal? Because those lives are at stake. Their souls are at stake. It's heaven or hell. You understand? Ain't no in between. There's nothing else left. And it's time for us to make our choices. I've made mine. You know, I pray that you make yours. And you make the right one. Listen, we all are going to go through something in life.
Amen.
Think about something. Did you put yourself in that situation? How did you get there?
My Lord.
What brought that situation to your life? How did you get there? Are you always blaming someone else that you can't even see your way out? Listen. You pointing, looking that way, and the exit is that way. Did you hear what I said now?
Come on.
God's standing over there, but you blaming them over there. Listen, in order for us to know who we are, we have to receive whose we are. It didn't just start with your mama and daddy. It goes far beyond that. How willing are you? How far are you willing to go? That's the question. What are you willing to receive? What are you willing to find out about you? Seriously.
The truth.
Do you want to find out the truth for yourself, or do you want someone else to tell you about the truth? And it's not the truth.
My Lord, amen. Come on, man. Jesus.
So don't be deceived anymore. I said I wasn't. And I'm an ordained pastor.
My Lord, glory.
And I've dropped the ball. I've been deceived.
Accountability. Come on, hold yourself accountable, Pastor.
You,
testify.
You understand what I'm saying? You know, I've lied to others. I've done wrong. I done been in the streets. I done it. But I'm out there. I've met a man named Jesus.
Amen.
Who led me out of the darkness. And since then, I ain't never left nor let me say it proper. Never leave nor forsake me. I was going to say, he ain't never going to forsake me. What is that country boy talking about? He ain't going to forsake me.
He ain't going to forsake me. Not if I can help it.
So listen, y'all, it's honestly, the big payback is something that you don't want to be a part of.
Amen.
Okay. You can put on James Brown all, listen, you can put on, listen, it's springtime. Y'all finna put on your hot pants and get out here and shake and wiggle and party and do everything. It's springtime, but I pray that you springing into your spiritual being.
Springing forward.
You understand? Because God, listen, God is preparing his people for what is yet to come, that you are being deceived and blinded with. I'm talking about the ones that are out there trying to say, hey, man, this is the only life we got. We got to get it in. But you understand? I'm talking to the ones that have faith in the Lord that's getting it in, but based on what God says, his way, not your way. His will, not my will. God gives you gifts. He gives you talents. He gives you instruction. But man does too, because Satan sends them to him, right through him. Satan works through him too. Try the spirit by the spirit, brothers and sisters. And you want to be like James Brown and be a, you know what I'm saying? Don't you know, the big payback. You think it's all about money and all that kind of stuff. That big payback I'm talking about ain't got nothing to do with money. Your money ain't going to be able to buy you out of it. So my suggestion is I'm going to stick with James Brown. I suggest that you get on the good foot. I suggest that you get on the good foot. You understand?
Amen.
Stop following the ones that think that what is good is bad and what is bad is good.
Because they're going to find out.
Because you're about to find out. You're going to be saying, them two preachers was trying to tell us, man, and look where we at.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, we ain't them dudes that say, I told you so. We ain't them. We ain't got time to come back and say, I told you so. We gone.
Gone.
You heard what I played at the beginning? We riding with our top down. Listen to that Jesus music, so we don't even hear you. Go ahead,
don't
Pastor.
Don't even hear you. You know, my final comment for tonight is summed up real short and sweet to the point. Trouble don't last always, but hell is for all eternity. Always.
Amen. And it's enlarging every day.
Every day.
And let me tell you something. Let me say something about that. That's something because let me tell y'all something. Man ain't got a heaven or hell to put you in now.
Okay, I'll save you from. Come on.
Man ain't got no charge over heaven or hell.
Hmm.
You man, listen. I go an extra one for you. Man ain't even got charge on whether or not he gonna wake up in the morning.
Amen. He, not you. He.
Man ain't got no charge of that. So stop letting man deceive you, and believe that he has all power, because he got money. Because he got these fancy things. Got you out here selling your soul to the devil. You can't get it back.
Done deal. As is. As is.
Like we always let you know, The Lamb's Book of Life is sealed already, y'all. Did you not study the scriptures? It's already sealed. It's closed.
Closed.
It's sealed. It has to be open to reveal. You see, you let man deceive you. It's already sealed. The names are already in it. Something that's sealed means that the information is already there. Now, if somebody out there saying that I'm wrong, please tell me right now. Send me an email, send me a call, something. But I thought the book was already closed.
It is finished. The blood.
I thought the book was closed. So let's make sure that we are mindful of how we're living our lives. Are we living our lives according to the word of God? Or we living our lives according to that buster? You make your choice. We done all ran with him.
Mm-hmm.
Some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. He messes with you every day in some way, shape, or form. He can't help himself. He's a miserable old turd. That's the way to say it. Listen, man, I wanted to come on here tonight, man, and just be loose and free with you because, you know what I'm saying, we're in a new season, and you need to prepare yourself because you're not really paying attention to the things that are going on around the world, the things that they are, you know, catching you and distracting you with. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people all around the world are having a major sinus problem or allergy problem all over the world, having that same problem. Are you paying attention to that? Are you paying attention to everybody around the world having the same food problem, water problems, everything? A lot of people everywhere in the world are going through the same things, and you are not paying attention to that and coming together as a people, as the children of God. See, and I'm not, listen. You thinking that we're coming up against you? We can't come up against you. We're calling for unity. We're calling for empowerment. We're calling for God's love to appear in his children so that God's light can be seen all throughout the world. You talking about it, but it's time to be about it.
Amen.
People dying all over the world. They don't see a way out. Too many people that say they're godly sound and like the world, condemning and criticizing and judging the people that are going through things. How can you do that and call yourself a child of God? We have to do better, y'all. All right? Let's do better. You know what I'm saying? We got to break the chains. We got to leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence and say enough is enough and stand up against the enemy that's trying to sift the people as wheat. Enough is enough. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for being here tonight. Thank you for your presence, whether it's live or Memorex, you know, whatever that you're doing out there, whatever you're going through. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Oh.
Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. It says, in all your ways, acknowledge
all
him, and he shall direct your path. I say, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I'm talking to you and me, and no matter what you're going through, take it to the Lord. Call on it. Come from your heart. Stop playing with the Lord. He breathes breath into our bodies every morning. That ain't nothing to play with. Your life is, listen, you take your life serious, so does he. That's why he gives you breath.
Amen.
He loves you just that much. So why don't you start taking it serious enough to give him respect and love and honor and praise and worship and all of the things that he deserves for giving you that breath. Don't take much. Don't forget, you are Black History, celebrated every day. I don't care what nationality you are Black History, celebrated every day. I said, I don't care what nationality you are Black History, celebrated. Stop hating on it. Stop bringing racism. Stop criticizing it. Stop putting it down. I'm going to say it to you again. You are Black History, celebrated every day. That's who you are.
Where you came from.
You talk about critical race theory. That's what it is. You are Black History. Every last one of us come from the DNA of what? Africans. Deal with it. You are Black History. That's who you are. Love it and deal with it. Take care of yourself, drink plenty of water, eat your vegetables, eat your fruit, exercise mentally, physically, and spiritually. And what? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you, man. All right. That's the prayers up out of here.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for another opportunity to come before your throne, Lord God, thanking you for all you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet to do in our life, the life that you've attached to us and attached us to. We pray that something was said, Lord God, on this podcast tonight that will give your people hope, that will keep them holding on, Lord God, that they will seek ye first your kingdom and your righteousness, that all things shall be added unto them. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Jackson. Love you, sir.
Likewise, Pastor.
Remember what I said, y'all. You are Black History. Love it.
Deal with it.
You know. Deal with it. God bless you. We love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Peace. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we discuss the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.